the woman I love laying in my bed. And it's alright, 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 alright. I got shoes under my feet forever.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. At the Munich Security Conference today, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba urging Western allies, including the United States, to ramp up the supply of ammunition and weapons.
It's not my political assessment. It's the message that we all receive from the front line. The president, his military advisors, I know people on the front line, officers, soldiers, who are texting and saying, it's bad, we need more ammunition.
This as Avdiivka has become the first Ukrainian city to fall since the U.S. became deadlocked in sending more military aid. Russia saying it's taken full control of what's left of the city. More than 400 people holding vigils for Alexei Navalny have been arrested in 32 Russian cities, according to the opposition leader's surviving activist group. Children's Mercy Hospital, Kansas City, says all of their patients who were injured during this week's shooting at the Chiefs Super Bowl celebration have been discharged. This is ABC News. A total of 7 people facing charges in connection with that Times Square assault on 2 NYPD officers. The New York City District Attorney says 7 people were charged. All are migrants staying in city shelters. Bail ranged from a single dollar to $50,000, depending on the charges and the extent of involvement. ICE has detained 2 of the suspects. Data from a bunch of studies suggests exercise is a beneficial treatment for depression. ABC's Chuck Siebertson.
Walking, jogging, yoga, and strength training show notable effectiveness against depression, particularly at higher intensities. That's according to a study in the British Medical Journal that analyzed data from 218 other studies. Over 14,000 people of all ages with depression were studied. But the British Journal authors say they could only be sure of one particular study's lack of bias. All the other studies might be subpar. So, more studies needed.
Hall of Fame basketball coach Lefty Driesell died today. He was 92. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day. I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price with no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 20s. Southwest winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. Still breezy tonight, low 20s under mostly clear skies. Sunshine for Sunday with highs around 35. For Monday, partly sunny and a high near 40 degrees. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, we'll see a high around 44 and a chance of rain by Wednesday, mid-40s. Currently, 23 degrees.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
If there's a plane or a bus leaving Dallas, I hope you're on it. If there's a train moving fast down the tracks, I hope you caught it. 'Cause I swear out there ain't where you ought to be. Catch a ride, catch a cab. Don't you know I miss your bed? But don't you walk to me. Baby, run, cut a path across the blue skies. Straight in a straight line, you can't get here fast enough. Buy the truck and fire it up. Lean on the gas and off the clutch. Leave Dallas in the dust. I need you in a rush. So baby, run. If you ain't got a suitcase, get a box. An old brown paper sack. Pack it light or pack it heavy. Take a truck, take a Chevy. Baby, just come back. There's a shortcut to the highway out of town. Why don't you take it? Don't let that speed limit slow you down. Go on and break it. Baby, run, cut a path across the blue skies. Straight in a straight line, you can't get here fast enough. Find a truck and fire it up. Lean on the gas and off the clutch. Leave Dallas in the dust. I need you in a rush. So baby, run. Baby, run. Baby, run.
Love me some George. Kicking off our time together here on National, do a good favor. No, it's, what is it exactly? Not do a good favor. It's National Day of Random Acts of Kindness. Well, I still like doing a favor. We're going to run down some of the things you can do. I mean, a lot of it's common sense, but let's check into some of those. Yeah, we need a nicer, kinder world, don't we? I agree. Coming up on that, we'll talk about it. Kane Brown now, and I can feel.
I could see you by the bar, skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know. I can feel it in the air, feel it in the whiskey in my hand and your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance, maybe this is turning to a we should probably get up out of here. Oh baby, I swear I can feel it in the air. I can feel it. You got everybody looking, looking at you, looking at me. Them words you're whispering in my ear, girl, they're as smooth as Tennessee. We got all night to go, this flame ain't burning low. There's something here I know, 'cause I can feel it in the air. Feel it in the whiskey in my hand, in your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance, baby, this is turning to a we should probably get up.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till four. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone, digging up bones. And I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. I put mine on the finger and I gave yours a fling. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home, yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. But I'm resurrecting memories of love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. And I went through the closet and I found some things in there, like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone.
left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of...
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Just learned to stay out of his way. There've been street fights, blue lights, long nights with the world sitting on my chest. It just showed me how much I could take. Hard times, bad luck, sometimes life sucks. That's all right, I'm okay. It ain't nothing but another day. But only God knows where. Their hands on me, and I ain't even done a damn thing wrong. I've been waylaid, freight train, shortchanged by bigger and fatter men, but all I got to say is bring it on. Hard rain, rough roads, so my life goes. That's all right, I'm okay. It ain't nothing but another day, but only God knows where I. If you ever stop loving me, I need you. Gotta have you in my life by my side. Every day I'm alive. Every night that I'm breathing, I need you.
Montgomery Gentry, H. Catfish. Well, if you missed it, today is National Random Acts of Kindness Day. Some kindness ideas they throw out there. We should do this every day. You know, I love this. This is funny. I never heard of this. Drop a dollar on the ground when you're around somebody and then pick it. Oh, you dropped this. And give them a dollar anyway, even though they didn't drop it. It'd be more fun if you'd give them a $100 bill, I'm sure they say. Compliment the first three people you talked to today. Maybe you already did that. Send a positive text message. Smile at five strangers. Let's see here. Leave a gas gift card at a gas pump. Oh, that's interesting. Maybe a $10 gift card. Just kind of tape it up there and say, hey, this is for you. Let someone go in front of you in line who only has a few items. Let's see. Oh, donate old towels or blankets to an animal shelter. I like that. Hold up positive signs for traffic or in a park for people exercising outside. How about going on a busy street corner and a sign that says, I love you, man. Smile. Hope you're having a good day. Whatever you want to write in there. Yeah, National Acts of Kindness Day. There you go.
One of the keys to a successful future is a quality education. Today, thousands of young men and women are studying the ins and outs of farming and related fields as members of the FFA, taking the first step toward a successful career in agriculture.
Today and every day in 2024, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members and volunteers.
This FFA salute brought to you by Wisconsin Credit Union, taking pride in serving the community and building something greater. Find out more. Visit wisconsincu.org.
Whatever your industry or service, we know running your own business is a point of pride. Pride in serving the community and pride in building something greater. And at Wisconsin Credit Union, we take pride in helping you achieve it. By offering everything from business accounts to ACH services, business remote deposit and card processing. We also provide the latest online and mobile banking services to save you even more time. And because investing in your business is key to growing it, we provide great rates and fast local decision-making on loans. We even offer the convenience of applying for our Business Express loans online. But what truly sets us apart is the level of personal attention you'll receive from Wisconsin loan officers who really know the local business climate. Because, like you, we're also proud to be a part of it. To find out more about our business loans and services, just stop in or visit our website. Wisconsin Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender. Member eligibility required. Member NCUA.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Navage provides quick, drug-free nasal relief this time of year when everyone is sick. Navage helps by sucking out germs, bacteria, and viruses trapped in our noses that cause us to feel miserable. And come allergy season, it does the same with dust, pollen, and other allergens. And unlike medications that can take time to help, Navage helps treat congestion symptoms in seconds flat. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose. Healthy life.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
A station so good, you'll want to set 2 presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Something I could never do. Never knew that I could feel this much. But this yearning in the deep part of my heart for you is more than a reaction to your touch. It's a perfect passion, and I can't get enough. The way you look, the way you laugh, the way you love with you, don't do something for me. The way you kiss, the way you cry, the way you move when you walk by, there ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me. Some heavy blows that never knocked me off my feet. All you gotta do is smile at me and down I go. And baby, it's no mystery why I surrender. Girl, you got everything. The way you look, the way you look, don't do something for me. The way you kiss, the way you cry, the way you move when you walk by. There ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me. I love your attitude, your rose tattoo, your every thought, your smile, your lips, and girl, the list goes on. For me.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Katie's sitting on her old front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tom is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Katie and Tommy parked in the very last row. They're too busy holding on to one another to even care about the show. Later on outside the Tasty Freeze, Tommy slips something on the head. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago, and you yourself was just a hayseed plowboy who didn't have a road to hoe. Yeah.
that sizzle? We're Country Fried. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3.
Or 20 guys every week that I legitimately feel like have the opportunity to go win races.
A major offseason storyline was new faces at new places. Sheldon Creed, Sammy Smith, and Chandler Smith are all in search of greener pastures in 2024. A familiar face returning to the series is AJ Allmendinger. He makes his full-time return to colleague racing as he'll begin the hunt for trophies today at Daytona International Speedway. Live from Daytona Beach, Florida, the NASCAR Xfinity Series presents the United Rentals 300 exclusively on the Motor Racing Network.
The Motor Racing Network presents NASCAR Live, Race Day from Daytona International Speedway. Brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Daytona International Speedway. It is the NASCAR Xfinity Series and the United Rentals 300. Jeff Striegel and Alex Hayden with you. We are live on the Motor Racing Network. Our plans today have been wait and see, ever changing, as the weather has been a major factor here. And I guess, Alex, there is one thing we have learned over the years. You can't play with, you can't fool Mother Nature, and it's certainly been a factor here all day long.
It absolutely has, and the other thing is you just simply can't control it. But that's been part of the issue. Everybody understood coming into today what the forecast was going to be, to the point NASCAR and the ARCA Menards Series officials were supposed to race today. They went ahead and moved that race to late last night. So the forecast is what it is. But we came to the racetrack early this morning. There was a rain shower that washed out what would have been final practice for the NASCAR Cup Series in the Daytona 500. However, as the track drying began to happen when the rain stopped, we had a window as far as the radar goes. Clouds began to separate and go north and south of Daytona Beach, Florida, to the tone of about 3 to 4 hours. Track drying took place. We got the track dried, and we were able to get the NASCAR Xfinity cars on the track for their qualifying. So that's something positive that we had today.
All right, and after that, then the rain moved back in. So as it stands right now, and again, we are live. We are on hold. We're not moving anything yet. We are currently on hold, and we'll give you an update as we get it. So settle back and join us for a little bit as we look out at the racetrack. And, yes, it is soaking wet. It is not pouring down rain, but we're pretty well socked in here. You mentioned we got qualifying in. That took place right around 1:30 this afternoon. And how about Jesse Love? His first opportunity to drive a very fast race car, and he did not disappoint.
He absolutely did not. This is his first career NASCAR Xfinity Series start, and he wins the pole position, joining 13 other drivers to accomplish that feat to get their first pole in their first ever start, and he becomes the third youngest driver to win a pole position here at the World Center of Racing in the NASCAR Xfinity Series behind Brian Clausen and Dylan Kwasniewski. So Jesse Love on the pole for Richard Childress Racing, and you don't have to go far to find the other RCR Chevrolet. It's right beside Jesse Love. Austin Hill will start from the second spot. The rest of the top 10 starters will see A.J. Allmendinger going third. Parker Kligerman qualified fourth. Shane Van Gisbergen ready to go in the Xfinity Series. He qualified fifth. Justin Allgaier starts sixth. Jeremy Clements, a Daytona winner, starts seventh. John Hunter Nemechek qualified eighth. Ninth and tenth will be Parker Retzlaff and Anthony Alfredo.
It is the United Rentals 300. Right now we are on hold, so we invite you to wait with us. We also invite you to hang out with us, as we've got a lot to cover regarding the Xfinity Series and all that has happened here so far. We will look back when we come back.
The NASCAR season is here, and Toyota Racing is looking for clashers. Did you clash at the Coliseum with your favorite Toyota drivers? Clashing with the HOA who won't let you carve bell number 20 into your lawn? Or maybe your Tyler Reddick shirt clashed with your pants while meeting the in-laws? If you're a clasher, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Everything got started here in earnest back on Wednesday with qualifying. Of course, we ran the duels, etc. We'll recap everything that you may have missed in just a moment. From Daytona International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck to a backhoe in no time, so you can haul gravel, till soil, cut grass, and every job in between. Because when things just click, work gets done. Get your John Deere 1 Series at Tractor Central, starting at just $129 a month. Nothing runs like a deer. Financing subject to approval. Some conditions apply. See dealer for details. Offer ends April 30th, 2024.
It's a John Deere day.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Back at Daytona, you may have read or heard that NASCAR had bumped up the start of the NASCAR Xfinity Series to 4:30 today. Well, it's past 4:30, and we are currently on hold as it continues to rain here at the Speedway. We're going to take you back, get you caught up in everything that you may have missed over the week. We arrived here at the track on Wednesday. The Daytona 500 Club was home to Media Day, and all of us had a chance to sit down and talk with the different drivers ahead of qualifying that took place on Wednesday night. When that was all said and done, it was a Team Penske Ford Mustang that captured the pole.
In single car runs in qualifying, Joey Logano picked up the pole for Team Penske along with crew chief Paul Wolf and that entire team, giving Roger Penske and Team Penske their first ever Daytona 500 pole position, locking himself into the Daytona 500 from the number one starting spot. And Michael McDowell from Front Row Motorsports, he put that race car on the front row. McDowell locked in to the Daytona 500 on the front row as well. So congratulations to both of those Ford Mustang dark horses, and Joey Logano, Michael McDowell, they'll lead the field to the green flag.
On Thursday, it was the blue-green vacation duel at Daytona, and it was Tyler Reddick and Christopher Bell, a pair of Toyotas that both went to victory lane. That hasn't happened since 2014, and a bit of a surprise in the fact that the Toyotas did not qualify here on Wednesday, but they sure did race well.
Yeah, their best qualifying Toyota in single car runs was Eric Jones in 22nd position. But when the green flag flew with 21 cars in each one of the blue-green vacation dual races, it was Tyler Reddick and his Toyota that won race number one. Christopher Bell and his won race number two. then who was it in the open cars that was going to get in? Who was going to race their way into the Daytona 500? Always thrilling, always exciting. Jimmy Johnson did it from his race. Kaz Grala did it from his race as well.
So Anthony Alfredo, David Ragan, Jimmy Johnson, Kaz Grala, the open team representatives for the Daytona 500. Now on Thursday night also, we tore up some pretty fast race cars, and in particular, one of them being last year's NASCAR Cup Series champion in Ryan Blaney, but he was not alone.
No, he was not, as Blaney tore up his race car bad in that with a hard crash. And he wears the mouthpiece, like a lot of drivers do, to gauge the G-forces on impacts. And his was 55 Gs on impact. Wow. Up against the outside wall.
Well, like we said, he was not alone. William Byron also is going to a backup car. Kyle Busch is. Daniel Hemric is. And Noah Gregson, those five drivers going to a backup car. It did not faze them when they put those cars out for practice here on Friday afternoon. That will turn out to be the only practice they will have prior to the Daytona 500. Yesterday, we had a couple of races. You mentioned the ARCA series that was supposed to go off today. Great call to move that to last night. It turned out wrapping up well into the wee hours of the morning. But the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series went under the green flag Friday night under the lights.
And the Fresh from Florida 250. And Nick Sanchez, the Miami, Florida native, got the win. And a big win for he and that entire race team to kick the season off. All but ensures them a playoff spot for the 2024 season. Gives them a big boost of momentum and a big win there. That race did go to overtime, and it saw its share of yellow flags and carnage as well. After that wrapped up, the ARCA Menards Series also took to the 2.5-mile Daytona International Speedway. That race featured some red flags, some crashes, and an awful lot of action in it as well. And when it was all said and done, on a one-lap shootout in overtime, Gus Dean took the Venturini Motorsports Toyota to victory lane here at the World Center of Racing.
By the way, that is Alex Hayden. My name is Jeff Striegel. You're listening to us live on the Motor Racing Network as we wait out. And we're on hold right now for the United Rentals 300, the NASCAR Xfinity Series.
Bundling and saving with GEICO is an easy choice, so you're free to ponder life's big questions, like, what's the best animal in the world if not humans? I'd strongly consider ducks to be somewhere up there on the list. Think about it. Ducks can swim, ducks can fly, and ducks can walk on land. They have access to all terrains. They are the ultimate animal. And they wiggle their butts when they walk, which is funny. Yeah, ducks are awesome. End of story. Bundling and saving with GEICO. It's an easy choice.
Discover new opportunities together in a new Chevy. Meet up in an Equinox, winner of the J.D. Power Award for initial quality among compact SUVs. Lend a hand in the strong and capable Silverado. Or mix it up in a high-tech Trax with an available 11-inch diagonal touchscreen. Find family, friends, and fun in the Chevy that's right for you. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. For J.D. Power 2023 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
When we come back, we're going back to 2004. Stay with us. You're not going to want to miss this. From Daytona International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit NTEC.net to learn more. That's NTEC.net.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
tell you this, it is not beach weather currently here in Daytona. 61, and it says drizzle, which I believe means rain. It's raining here. It's unfortunate. We're on hold. That is what we are doing right now, waiting. United Rentals 300, the NASCAR Xfinity Series. It continues to rain outside. Alex Hayden. The other thing we want to mention, too, you and I get hit on Twitter a lot. What's it going to do tomorrow? Is it going to rain? We don't know. We look at the radar. We look at the weather just like everybody else. We are absolutely thinking positive about the running of the Daytona 500. Our airtime tomorrow is 1:30 tomorrow, and we'll all watch the weather together. But there are signs that it looks fairly promising.
Absolutely right about that. Different forecasters here in the Central Florida area are thinking that this system will be out of here by late tomorrow afternoon, perhaps early evening. Now, Monday morning, where you find your favorite podcast, NASCAR Live presents 2004 Chasing History. This is an outstanding and highly exciting, and I'm quite frankly very anticipated podcast that will drop. The first episode again Monday morning, where you find your favorite podcast. 2004 Chasing History. Mike Bagley is the one that will host this, and here is a sample.
It was a season that saw seeds planted by a legend bloom on the biggest stage possible.
I still think of 2004 as part of the healing from 2001.
This has got to be the greatest day of my life.
A season that brought out the best.
We're right in the middle of this championship, so we'll just see what happens at Homestead.
And the worst.
And now they're tackling one another, and a fight is on in the pit area.
While crowning a champion in the most suspenseful way.
We dodged a huge, huge, devastating proposition that would have taken us out of this championship.
A racing season that was one of the most impactful in the sport's history.
There's so much going on behind the scenes in 04, but the headlines that made the sport continue, I think will be 25 years from now when we're celebrating the 100th, somebody will look at a yardstick of our history, and that'll 2004 is going to be on there.
Motor Racing Network welcomes you to NASCAR Live Presents 2004 Chasing History.
It had a pretty good runway on it. I know Matt feels like, and we laugh about it, or I do, he maybe not yet, that it was a reaction to him locking up before we got the last race, but we'd had a lot of races or seasons locked up before the last race. It was more about a long conversation, 4 or 5 years worth of conversation about the strategy of winning a championship as opposed to the strategy of winning a race. And so as the pendulum started going in favor of the year-round championship, what we were wanting to do is figure out how to get the pendulum back every weekend. You need to win today. And if your goal is a championship, that's fine. We want you to have that as your goal. But you need to do it every weekend, a step at a time.
I think it all depends how you look at it, right? It's all a matter of perspective. I mean, in a way, I guess I would take it as a compliment, because the point system was the same basically since the beginning of NASCAR, pretty close to it. Maybe there's been a few changes, but for a long, long time, it was the same. And if they want to give me credit for getting it changed, or however you want to look at it, it was really fine with me. It really didn't bother me.
Everybody on their feet in Daytona. Dale Earnhardt Jr. now with a 3-car length advantage over Tony Stewart. Dale Earnhardt Jr. looking for the checkers.
Coming off turn 4 to the line to settle the Daytona 500, Dale Earnhardt Jr. pulls down to the start-finish line. He will win the 46th running of the Great American Race.
He had a great car, and we worked great together all day long to try to stay toward the front and try to help each other when we could. And I'm glad. I'm happy as hell to win the Daytona 500, and I'm glad I got to race my buddy Tony Stewart for the win. I'm glad Michael's okay. That was a scary-looking accident. And this has got to be the greatest day of my life.
And the crew chief Tommy Baldwin Jr. for Casey Kane has made his way down and is on the war wagon in the face of Tony Stewart's crew chief Greg Zappadelli. Crew members pushing and shoving. His NASCAR officials get between one another, and now they're tackling one another, and a fight is on in the garage area, in the pit area. Crew members from both sides getting involved. Bobby Labonte's crew coming over. They were pitted nearby teammate Tony Stewart. pushing and shoving in the pit area here at Chicagoland Speedway.
You know, Tony Stewart and I still laugh about that today, but, you know, they were on a restart there, and, you know, there's a little bit more to the story. Tony and Casey had some off-track stuff going on that may or may not involve the young lady, I don't know.
Mayfield goes back to turn three, looking for the checker flag.
Last victory back in June of 2000 at Pocono, Pennsylvania. Tonight in Richmond, Virginia, it's Jeremy Mayfield going back to the winner's circle as he wins the Chevy Rock and Roll 400.
Arnie, a near disaster and still a potential disaster for Kurt Busch. He got about midway between turns one and two, and the car just simply would not turn. He did an amazing job to keep the car off the wall. Ran literally 2 inches from the concrete all the way around through turns one and two. Kept it off the wall, immediately headed for pit road.
Yeah, Fenning said, all right, all four are back on there. They're tight. We now see that the center section of the wheel came apart from the outer rim. So it was a wheel failure. It wasn't a wheel bearing or something with the hub. So it just gave me the, okay, let's just reset and work our way back up. And I don't remember much of the rest of the day until about 50 to go.
Kurt Busch not being pressured. Here's Biffle coming into the corner. Greg Biffle all by himself. Biffle's going to win the battle, and Busch will win the war.
There's so much going on behind the scenes in 04, but the headlines that made the sport continue, I think will be 25 years from now when we're celebrating the 100th, somebody will look at a yardstick of our history, and that'll 2004 is going to be on there.
NASCAR Live presents 2004 Chasing History, episode number one, drops Monday, and that's going to be something I think everybody can't wait to listen to. Again, first episode released Monday, February 19th. Subscribe to NASCAR Live wherever you download or listen to your favorite podcasts.
Discover new opportunities together in a new Chevy. Meet up in an Equinox, winner of the J.D. Power Award for initial quality among compact SUVs. Lend a hand in the strong and capable Silverado. Or mix it up in a high-tech Trax with an available 11-inch diagonal touchscreen. Find family, friends, and fun in the Chevy that's right for you. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. For J.D. Power 2023 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. With Blue Green, you can create the vacation that fits your lifestyle, sharing a lifetime of memories at a collection of unique, locally inspired resorts and popular destinations across the
U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. With Blue Green, you can create the vacation that fits your lifestyle, sharing a lifetime of memories at a collection of unique, locally inspired resorts and popular destinations across the U.S. Blue Green owners also enjoy exclusive access to VIP NASCAR packages that deliver the thrill only NASCAR can provide. Start your vacation journey today at bluegreenvacations.com.
From Daytona International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Give us a follow.
The Motor Racing Network is on Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram. We've got links to all our podcasts, MRN Radio Race broadcasts, and NASCAR news and information. Video podcasts on MRN's YouTube and Facebook. On X, use the hashtag AskMRN to connect with us and our award-winning race announcers. Give us a like, post a comment, share a podcast. Just search for MRN Radio, the Motor Racing Network, on all your favorite social media outlets.
Inspiring story.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. comes back to the Daytona International Speedway. He will win the Pepsi 400.
I'm just a pilot, man. You know, I just want everybody to be happy. I want to do good. And hopefully all of my dad's fans enjoyed this. This is for all them.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcast Junior's Journey. Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 50 years of MRN. The 1993 season. The Road to Royalty. And more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
After after qualifying was held here at Daytona earlier today. Jesse Love will start first in the United Rentals 300. Austin Hill will go second. A.J. Allmendinger goes third. Parker Kligerman is fourth, and Shane Van Gisbergen starts fifth. The rest of the top 10 starters, Justin Allgaier, Jeremy Clements, John Hunter Nemechek, Parker Retzlaff, and Anthony Alfredo.
Starting 11th when we go under the green flag, it'll be Riley Herbst, Sammy Smith 12th, Patrick Emmerling will start 13th, Sheldon Creed 14th, Sam Mayer qualified 15th, Jeb Burton 16th, 17th to Cole Custer, 18th to Daniel Suarez, Chandler Smith 19th, and Ryan Truex will start 20th.
Josh Williams goes 21st, Brandon Jones 22nd, Garrett Smithley qualified 23rd, and Leland Honeyman starts 24th. Kyle Weatherman starts 25th, Daniel Dye goes 26th, Josh Balicki starts 27th, Haley Deegan 28th, Jordan Anderson 29th, and Natalie Decker 30th.
Ryan Sieg 31st, Sage Karam 32nd, Brennan Poole will start 33rd, and Blaine Perkins 34th, Dawson Cram 35th, Ryan Ellis 36th, Frankie Muniz will start 37th, and BJ McLeod is scheduled to start 38th. Again, that is when we go under the green flag. It won't be for a while, so stations, we will be turning this broadcast back over to you at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more for you.
United Rentals is proud to sponsor the United Rentals 300 at Daytona International Speedway. With the most comprehensive equipment fleet in North America, backed by a team of industry experts, United Rentals is ready to deliver customized solutions for whatever your project demands. United Rentals is more than an equipment rental provider. They are a full-service partner for safe, productive, and sustainable job sites. United Rentals, building a better future together.
Every sports fan dreams of going pro and wants that feeling of being at the top of their game. So now is your time to stop dreaming the dream and start living it. The team at Advent Health has got your back with expert care and resources. They can help you feel strong, confident, and supported. So get pro-level care with Advent Health, the official healthcare provider of Daytona International Speedway and Legacy Motor Club.
From Daytona International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Back at Daytona in the rain, and again, stations, we will be turning this broadcast back over to you at the top of the hour. And for race fans listening along the way, we're going to have updates every half hour. Our next one will come at the bottom of the hour as we work to try to get this track dry, wait out Mother Nature. The Xfinity Series, man, they're jacked and ready to go. This is just unfortunate.
It really is. And let's face it, you got to stay optimistic because the forecast today and the radar today showed green all day long and literally a 90% chance of rain all day long. But we did have a big break in the weather earlier today that nobody anticipated. We put the Toyota Tundra track drying team on the track, got this massive 2.5-mile racetrack completely dry to the point we could roll the Xfinity cars on the track and qualify them one by one. After qualifying wrapped up, it wasn't long after that, maybe 30, 45 minutes, and some moisture began to fall again. So you never know. Bottom line, this is Central Florida. The weather systems move. They break up in certain areas. It's wonky at best. But yeah, everybody continues to monitor the radar. Folks with their smartphones will monitor the radar as well. So nothing unusual there. We'll just keep a close eye on it.
And I applaud NASCAR. I know you